Sam eyed the array of items on the work table. Cream, butter, flavoring. Aside from the secret powers of her own touch, everything was ready. Hold off a minute, Joe. We need to talk. Joe's smile faded. Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry for what happened. I should have been watching more carefully. I could have saved the pieces we'd already made. Sam waved off the apology. It's fine. It's not that. Accidents happen. She took another deep breath, debating as she had all the way here about what she would say. Joe, I'm going to do the chocolates myself. I understand your disappointment in me. Really, I do, Sam. But two of us can work at the pace twice as fast, and I really don't mind staying. There's nothing for me at home. I don't mean to be insensitive, but I have to ask you to leave. I cannot explain now, but I will get the order done by myself. Please don't question me, and please don't say anything to anyone else about this, because I promise I will deny whatever you tell them. Joe studied her face for a long moment. Okay, then. I'm on my way. Sam waited for the sound of the little sedan to fade away and checked the locks on the doors before pulling out the magic box. When its energy had thoroughly coursed through her body, she set to work. It was something she had wondered in the past. When she worked under the influence of whatever powers this box transmitted to her, did she actually move about the room at the speed of light? Or did it just feel that way?